And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way right here on 97.3 The Fan. We're talking Dana War Sport Fishing today. We got the man, Captain Brian Woolley, joining us all morning, having lots of fun, talking fishing, talking bass fishing, halibut fishing. It's been a great time, Corey.
That's what I call good times. And the lines are packed up, Rick.
Boy, they really are. If you want to get through, it's been a busy morning, Corey, but we got another full hour. We're going to be getting your phone calls in today.
We're going to jump right in. If you want to give us a shout, 833-288-0973. Brian's brought a couple awesome prizes. One caller, 2 half-day tickets. Another caller, 2 3-quarter-day tickets out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. And shirts. We're going to get your shirt size and set you up with a shirt, too.
That's really cool. Well, we really appreciate that. And big thanks to you and Donna and Don and the whole family there at Dana Wharf. We really appreciate it. And we love having you guys on. And we're really excited to get to give away such killer prizes. And like you said, Corey, the phones are packed, man. Let's jump into them.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Jason. Jason Cohn from San Diego this morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks, guys. I wanted to ask Captain Brian Woolley there. I'm starting my boys into fishing. We do a little local stuff. We've done some half day stuff. But you guys are selling me on traveling up north. So, you guys got a full, a tackle shop so we can rent everything. We can buy everything there, or do we need to bring everything up when we come see you?
No, we have tackle available for rent and for sale. Certainly, if you wanted to talk to the guys behind the counter, they have a pretty good idea of what we've been using and what's been working. But if you want to bring your own stuff, you totally can too. Either or, if the kids are comfortable with the setups that they have, there's no sense in, sticking them with something that they may not know how to use quite yet. But certainly, we have it all if you just wanted to show up. Either way, we're good to go. And, it's cool. We get a lot of parents with kids, and we see the ones that have the best time are the parents that don't bring a rod,
right?
They leave the rod at home, and they spend the time getting the kid with the confidence and getting their, this is how you want to select the bait, this is how you want to cast, this is, how you handle yourself on a sport boat. And they invest 2 or 3 trips like that, and then by the fourth, fifth, the kids are locked in. The dad can bring the rod and not have to worry about the kid taking care of themselves. That turns out, in my experience over the years, seeing the dads that do that spend that time, not worry about them catching a fish,
totally,
but focus on a kid. It's a game changer.
Your rental tackle is so geared towards that too, offering both conventional and spinning gear. You're not going to let the gear be a hamper for somebody that's taking their kid up there that might not be comfortable or used to fishing with conventional tackle. You have both available. It's good gear. I know you guys replace it often. I mean, you do a really good job. I'm confident that there is not a sport fishing organization that caters to kids better than Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Everybody does a great job, not taking anything away from anybody. I mean, everybody loves having kids. It's usually everybody's favorite thing, but you guys take it to the next level.
Absolutely. And a good thing too is we have a half day on Sundays, the afternoon half day trip, where we do a little dockside seminar with the kids prior to the boat pulling away from the slip, kind of showing them, this is what to look for, this is what we're targeting, this is how you want to, catch your bait in the hand well. This is how you want to carefully put the hook on it to present the bait. And then, that kid will fish for free with a paid adult. So, save a few bucks that way.
Dude, how cool of a deal is that? Yeah. And then, Brian, weren't you doing some the last couple summers with like a several long class?
Yeah, we do a summer kids camp. We have 3 or 4 sessions depending on, how it pencils out on the calendar.
And it sells out.
It sells out like... in
like
hours,
now.
It's sold out quick, where it's basically an extended half day trip. The boat leaves at 9 and we're back at like 3:30 on those kids, and it's a Monday to Friday deal. You drop your kid off in the morning, we take them out for the full day, teaching some stuff to make friends, meet kids from school and whatnot that are into similar stuff as
so
fishing, and you know, it's like that. And then on the last day on that Friday, they bring their parent, kind of, hey, this is what we learned during the week. And, you know, they go toe-to-toe with their parent.
Dude, that's so cool.
And then, I dig it, man.
And then another one for Jason. When you call in every week, Brian, you give a special code.
We do.
And that code, I mean, I hate to give it away, right?
That, you know, I usually write it down. I don't remember what it was.
But I hate to give away the deal almost because it's such a crazy good deal. And Jason, listen to this. So when he calls in with a report every week, he'll give us a code. And with that code, it's usually like a 20-25% off tickets if you use that code online. So pay attention every week, Jason, and that code will come up and it'll give you that opportunity to probably pay for your gas to go up there and back.
No, save a few bucks if we can save it for sure. I'm checking here. It's hookup 25 is the code for this
month. So you buy online.
So you purchase tickets online?
You book online, right? And then you go through all the deals, and there's a field where it says enter discount code, and you type in hookup, H-O-O-K-U-P 25, and that'll take 25% off your
ticket. That's huge, man. That's awesome.
So, I mean, if that isn't a good enough deal, and then Sundays you offer kids for free with a paid adult.
Yeah, one kid per paid adult. So, yeah, you know, mom and dad want to come, bring the two kids. That fills up, obviously, pretty quick, but it's a great deal to get those kids out there.
Yeah.
The other thing I'll tell you, Jason, it's a fun road trip. You know, my dad and I used to go, when I was a little kid, that was like a thing. You know, we loved calico bass fishing, and we'd drive up the coast, and it's a cool drive, and we fish on the Sum Fun and half day. And like I remember those trips vividly, you know, when back in the days of Mills being at the landing and twilighting on the Sum Fun, and it's a really, really cool spot to go. It's a cool road trip. If you're from San Diego but you haven't made the drive up the coast to fish at Dana Wharf, you owe it to yourself to do so. It's a really good time. You'll dig it, and I know you have a good time fishing with your son up there. Jason, we appreciate the phone call very much, man. Have a great trip, and I hope it's a real success for you guys.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. Hey, let's jump back into it. Let's talk to Bruce. Bruce calling from Lemon Grove this morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as usual.
Thanks, buddy.
Captain Brian.
Morning.
Question for you up there. We were hammering the bonies out in the kelps yesterday. Do you get that stuff up there, too?
Yep, we've been, the last few days we've seen that stuff. It's, you know, it's a smaller 2-pound fish. Certainly, we've been catching it the last couple days. It's a good, you know, good mix kind of in there with that calico bass. And those guys flying on the sardine think they're getting bass bit, but it turns out to be this little bonito. And then, gosh, man, in the fall, last year, November, we had some really good bonito fishing. That was like regulation schools, you know, solid 5, 7, 10-pound fish.
Dude,
up there too. So
that was, and when they get that size, they're actually really good eating.
It's phenomenal. You know, so many people are like, oh, bonito, you know, it takes one guy on the boat to be like, oh, I don't want that. And then everyone's kind of like, oh, that's one of my favorite fish
to
eat.
And I'll tell you this. I know a handful of Japanese guys that are totally into the bluefin and the toro and that kind of thing. You know what their next best favorite fish is?
Got it,
exactly,
right there.
A 5 to 7-pound bonito.
Right.
That just the fattiness laid out in either sashimi or in the poke, and that's a desirable fish, man.
And they're fun. It's a fun fish to catch.
Pound for pound, they pull hard. The kids are into it, and it eats good. That white meat, that's good stuff.
Bass rod and a Colt Sniper, you'll be busy all day long.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, that's a cool one.
For sure.
Good call, Bruce. Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, we got our buddy on the line, Scott Sherman from Snap Insurance is on the line. And speaking of kids fishing, what a great time for you to call in, Scott.
Hey, buddy, good time yesterday with the took a buddy out fishing on the Parker, and it was his grandson's first time out, so we figured, okay, we'll just stick in the bay and do a little drifting and catch some spotties and that kind of thing. And his first drop, he nailed a 12-pound halibut.
Oh, that's awesome, man. How cool is that?
Yeah, he's totally stoked. I think you'll probably be seeing him in the tackle shop with his dad a bunch more times here in the near future. So, got a question? Got a question for you. Speaking of halibut, I mean, I got a few spots in the bay I know about, but out in the open water, I've never really done any halibut fishing. If I was to start looking around out there, what's the key indicator on the bottom to look for a halibut area?
You know, a lot of guys will focus on like some deeper hard bottom, kind of where you get the hard bottom meets up against that hard packed sand or the mud. That's a good spot. And then you look for, you know, some bait that kind of gets hung up on those edges. You know, that bait has a tendency to kind of stay on that outer part, right? They know if that big school of bait moves in over the hard bottom where that fish is mounted up, the stuff gets battered. So it kind of stays on the outside. That's what we look for. You know, we'll look for a little edge like that with a little bit of bait, and then we'll just set the boat up and drift. And And we tell guys, don't be afraid to use a bigger bait. You know, this halibut will have no problem taking down a, you know, one-pound mackerel.
Oh, dude, a one-pound mackerel. I mean, you'll see a 22, 23-inch fish.
Yeah.
You try to inhale it, you know?
I think that's some of the best advice you can give. You know, they like eating those things. Like, we've seen it multiple times where you drift the same piece of ground multiple times over, and you put that big bait in. Not to say they won't eat a small one. They like anchovies, too. They like everything. But they like it, seeing that big bait. That big bait struggling, flash on the bottom, whatever it is. They have no problem eating.
And I think the big bait, too, allows you to get, you know, the better hook size into it for sure, too, right?
Good call.
You can fish the right size hook. And, you know, those halibut, they'll move in off that mud and that sand, go into the reef, feed around a little bit, and then they'll kind of slide back to the outside. That's kind of what we've seen there. So,
what's your favorite rig, Willie? Like, how do you like to put that bait on the bottom? Are you a dropper loop guy, swivel guy? There's all kinds of ways that people, I'm sure, especially with the halibut derby, you've seen everything.
All kinds of stuff, but the least amount of connections, the better is my go-to deal. So we'll fish like the reverse dropper loop. Mm-hmm. So you've got, you know, your knot up there with your sinker on that upper loop, and you can change your sinkers out. A lot of our guys will fish like a 6 to 8 ounce torpedo sinker and then run a stinger hook, you know, treble hook behind their whatever regular J hook. And it just, you know, you have to orient it to the size of the bait. If you're going to fish a nice sardine, you go with a 2-0 hook through the nose and a, you know, suitable size treble hook in the tail section of the bait. If you're going with the mackerel, you might want to go a little bit bigger, 3-0 hook through the nose, 4-0 hook through the nose, and a, you know, a little bit bigger treble hook mid body on the treble hook there for the bait. And then line size, shoot, you know, you got a good braid backing on your reel, you can fish. We'll fish 40-pound, okay, no problem. That fish isn't line shy,
right?
You know, you don't hear of a line shy halibut.
And I've got a question for you guys. This is perfect. I met Marty from Cyprus that listens to the show, and he was asking about quality swivels. And when you get a lot of swivels, the lesser expensive ones, they won't twist, they won't turn when they're under load.
Right. Yeah.
And Rick, with you being a tackle guru, if I could bring it up, I told him I would. And what about a quality swivel?
I'm with you. I mean, as far as terminal stuff like that, I think kind of the nicest around is made by the Spro company. I think Spro makes a little higher end swivel, a smaller swivel of higher pound test. Big Fish Fishing, Sampo, and Roscoe, those are like the two like very trusted names on Big Fish thing, but I really like those little Spro swivels. That black
there
nickel finish, they're a little stronger. That Aussie swivel is a cool one too, where it's all in line. But yeah, like a 200-pound Spro swivel is still very, very small and easy to get some rigging done with.
And it's so funny because you're not losing the swivels, right? So we both agreed, talking to Marty, like, you don't mind paying five times the amount or whatever
it is,
because you're not going to lose them. Yeah,
it's five bucks for a pack of them, and you have that, you know, they don't go away. You know, that'll last you for a plenty long time.
Well, there it is. I like it. And that's, I mean, you're using swivels with the
some
with some
guys
of those
use swivels for sure. Yeah. You know, that's just, they're more comfortable with it. Again, my deal is I just, the least amount of potential failure, just like anything, right? You want to try and mitigate that, and we just found that just one simple dropper loop, right, knot, and then from there to your hook. It's just,
I'm totally with you. Neil and I did a lot of halibut fishing for a while, especially in those years when, you know, there was a lot of squid around, a lot of sea bass, and a lot of drifting for those things. And, you know, and trying everything, three-way swivel rig and this, that, and the other, and beads. And, like, for us, the less you could screw it up, the better. I like a dropper loop with a single, you know, a single hook or a trap hook, depending, like, say, on bait size. But, like, you know, obviously different on a private boat, but we were rod in the rod holder guy. Like, the less that I could, you know, the less that the angler could put into that and screw things up, the better for us. Obviously, sport boat, you need to be hanging on to your gear, feeling the bite and things like that, but just drifting, letting the rod do all the work, being very attentive. When we'd see the bite, we would turn the handle in the rod holder, let that thing load up, and then pull the thing out.
Right, and I think that speaks true, too, to, you know, sport boat, when we're drifting, right, we got 25 guys, if you get in a tangle, right, inevitable, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're going to be
part
able to
deal.
Pull your tangle out with, you know, with one knot type
right.
of deal, as
yeah,
opposed to
call.
Something that's dangling three different lines, and when you have to cut someone out of it, you're not, you know, wiping them out their whole setup, and they have to tie five knots to get back in the game.
That's right? Crazy. What's your favorite rig, Scott?
Either the reverse dropper loop, or you do a swivel with a slider sink, if you know, big slider in front of it with the
right, big Carolina rig.
Yeah, that's a good call.
But Hey, when you were talking about looking in deeper water, what do you consider deep for halibut?
We catch plenty of fish in the, you know, the low 20s, mid-20s. We've had fish caught in the 30 fathoms, you know.
It's funny you mention that. I mean, fishing 45-fathom rockfish, I had a 29-pound halibut. So, I mean, it's totally doable. It's not where you're really going to go target them, but it happens.
Yeah. Right. You know, and like a lot of those commercial guys back in the day when they'd have their nets and that stuff set up, they were setting up in the deep water. And that's where those big halibut were coming from, that deeper water, 30, 40 fathom. But you just got to look around. You got to find those edges. And, you know, it's funny, too, when we catch the halibut, like Corey was saying, out in that deeper water, it's always on the edge, right? You got that hard-packed mud up against that hard bottom where you're catching your rockfish. That's where that fish is hanging out. So same holds true in the deep water, even into some of the more shallow stuff.
Another good call while we're talking about halibut is when you become attached and you're confident that you have one on, it's just that slow, steady, non-herky-jerky, just glide that thing up to the surface. It seems like it doesn't matter how big of a fish it is, you're going to get one. You'll get your first good shot nice and easy.
Smooth.
Yeah, smooth. Yeah, slow as pro on those things. You know, just absolutely. Get them off the bottom and just get them coming your way. And as long as, you know, you're standing by and you're, you know, if you're on your private boat, your bud's standing by with the gaff, you're on the sport boat, your crew member's hanging out with the gaff, like, you're going to get one nice shot before that thing goes aggro, you know. Yep. So just if you get real herky-jerky with the lifting and the dropping and pulling real hard, those things will start shaking their head and freaking out. But more often than not, it doesn't seem to matter. You can catch a real big halibut on light line, just gliding them
nice
home. As long as you're aware of what's going on and ready for it when it comes to the surface, you can make that happen.
Absolutely.
I like it. I like all this halibut
talk.
Me too. It's good times.
But, boy, you want to talk about a fish that goes buck wild when you don't do everything right?
Yeah, right.
Let you have it.
Pandemonium and, yeah, heartbreak.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Scott, glad you had a great trip. And, man, how cool is it that you put that kid on a 12-pounder on his first trip? I think you got him hooked, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, you'll be seeing a bunch of him, I'm sure, buddy.
That sounds good. We'll recruit him in the shop. He's got a couple more years. We'll have him behind the counter in no time.
All right, man.
Thanks,
have
Scott.
A good one.
Appreciate the phone call very much. Phones are packed, Corey. Let's jump right back into them.
And they are. We appreciate you guys being patient. Let's jump into it. Talk to Mike. Mike calling from Laguna Niguel. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Those of us in Orange County and those of us especially that fish the landing a lot, keep hearing about big changes coming to the whole area down there. And how's that going to affect us that use your landing? What's going to happen with the landing with all this redevelopment that's going on?
Well, that's a good question. That's out of my pay grade, fortunately, right? I get to spend the day on the boat away from all of it. I know certainly there's some changes. There's going to be some definite nice revitalization of some of the, you know, the infrastructure and some of that stuff. As far as our landing, I don't think a whole lot's going to change where we're at, right? We're going to be in the same spot where we've been since the harbor opened. Honestly, I can't tell you a whole lot because I don't know a whole lot.
Yeah, some of the pros we've heard, parking's going to be even better.
Parking
there's going to be more parking available.
Some restaurant changes maybe, some, you know, lodging, hotel, stuff like that. But other than that, you know, I really honestly don't know.
Yeah. But what's going to affect Mike is fishing out of Dana War Sport Fishing is still going to be right where it's been. Same boats you love fishing.
Yep.
Same spot you buy your ticket. You know,
we're
all
same.
Good.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, Mike. Hey, appreciate the phone call very much. And, of course, as things develop, you know, Donna's so good keeping us in the loop. You're so good at keeping us in the loop. You know, as things develop, we'll, of course, keep you abreast here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Absolutely.
But as far as the part we need to worry about, going fishing with Wooly,
all good.
We're all good. Appreciate that very much. All right, hey, well, once you catch him, you got to be able to cook him, and that's what we do with Yanni from the Fisherman's Belly, who's on the line right now. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a great show, and good morning to all those fishermen out there. I'm telling you, today I have a very, very special recipe. I've got a brand-new fish taco recipe that I guarantee, once you guys learn how to make these fish tacos, you'll never go out and buy another fish taco again.
I'll take that bet.
What do you got, buddy?
Well, you know what's really cool about this new fish taco recipe is the fish tacos are rolled. And I teach everyone how to roll their own fish tacos, because in Mexico, when you roll a taco and you stuff it with beef or chicken, they're called taquitos. But when you put fish in them, they're called fish tacos. And on top of teaching everyone how to roll their own fish tacos, I come up with a great creamy and very garlicky Mexican white sauce and a pico de gallo that's got fresh pineapple in it. I'm telling you, It's easy to make. It's on my website right now at fishermansbelly.com. And like I said, once you learn how to make these fish tacos, you'll never buy another fish taco again. I promise.
I dig it, man. That looks great, Yanni. Well, I just jumped on fishermansbelly.com. See, you've got the whole tutorial video of how to make it and a great looking photo of those Wahoo Roll tacos, man. It looks awesome. Yanni, great job. Killer report. I know Pete will have that up on the Fisherman's Belly section of our website, letstalkcookup.com, and you can go right now to fishermansbelly.com and see the video on how to make yourself a killer Wahoo taco.
Thanks, gentlemen, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right, buddy. Appreciate that very much. I'm good on that, man. That looks
kidding me?
Yeah, good job on Yanni. That's cool. Well, the phones are still packed up. If you want to get through, a great opportunity to call, our first time for having an open phone line in this whole second hour, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us here on The Fan.
It is, and I know somebody that wants in on those half-day and three-quarter-day tickets, and that's Mitch. Mitch calling from Santee. Welcome to the show this morning, Mitch.
Hey, Mitch.
Good morning, you guys. Great show. Hey, I got a question for Brian. I'm kind of old school, but remember the old root beer scampies?
Absolutely, the sand bass special.
Bringing it back.
I've got lots of them from way back. I know Corey's laughing at me, but what do you prefer? Do you prefer split tail, single tail grubs, the swim baits, or iron?
Gosh, you know. Well, it all has a time and place, right? Gosh, when we had that sand bass everywhere, right? Certainly we've been out of it for quite a while. Those things were the go-to. They were easy to fish. You could put them on a hook. You could literally just take the reel out of gear and drop it over the side, and that action of those tails would flutter through the fish there in the mid-water column, and you'd get bit almost every time. We've seen, you know, guys kind of transition out of that as, you know, technology with the swim baits certainly changed, right? The coloration and everything that, you know, Corey gets in his baits, for example. You know, we have seen a lot more guys fishing the swim baits than those old, you know. But we do, like,
they work.
They totally work. Like, we got guys
that
have tackle boxes full of scrounger lures, right? Yeah. With a little wobble head and, like, the legit old school scrounger tails, and they're catching fish, too, on them. They totally work. They absolutely work.
But back in that era, it was, you know, a pink scampi, a silver scampi, a root beer. They were kind of single-colored, right? Mm-hmm. And when I started making lures 25 years ago, you have to remember, Mitch, that the fish trap was there. There was Worm King, and there was only a few colors. Right. You'll remember, Brian, there was only a few colors that had orange in them.
Right.
And you look today, and there's a reason why there's a lot of them with orange or red glitter. It's just that it's a really key color in the inshore fishery.
They can key in on it big time.
Yes.
So, you know, they certainly work, but, you know, we don't fish them on the daily like we do the swim baits. Yeah, just... We just don't think
and there's so many different styles of swim baits. You can go with a hard wrenching tail, which is, you know, good on the sink, but you can go with a skinnier, slimmer version that sinks better, a smaller tail, or even a slug on a leadhead. You know, there's so many different variations.
There's tons and tons of options.
That slug and leadhead, you know, I found out fishing, again, at Dana War Sport Fishing, you know, there's... You know, small, like you make that 5-inch slug on a like a bullet style lead head. They get bit so good.
It's 100% of the bites are on the sink, and the sink is so varied redirectional, and it triggers a bite.
Yeah, that's cool.
You're getting me all fired up.
We gotta go fish with Wooly after this. Hey,
right?
Mitch, great phone call, buddy. Appreciate that very much. With that said, it's time to find out what's going on the water. Our man Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is standing by.
And the catch report is sponsored by Hands and Knives. Hey, a nice local guy, man. I love this. It's a handcrafted knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the new Fish Pro Series from Anza Knives, made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge and easy to sharpen. The Fish Pro Series are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for the military, law enforcement, hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details, or get the Fish Pro Series at Fisherman's Processing. That's what they're using there at Fisherman's Processing.
No doubt, breaking down those big blue fins. Speaking of a guy that's always on those big blue fins, it's Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, guys. Brian Woolley.
What's happening?
Oh, guys, unbelievable bluefin fishing yesterday. Those giants bit wide open. You know why? Because I wasn't there. So I talked to a bunch of guys that had 5-6 fish out there, all over 150, 200-pound fish. It was full speed of Clemente yesterday all you want, and they found that yellowfin up there off the dunes yesterday too, so maybe that's where it snuck off to. I know yesterday was kind of a down day, but it'll bounce right back. We got this giant full moon, guys, so there's really no reason to not go fishing. And then I'm glad Brian mentioned that bonita. That is super cool. The bonita are back in Dana Point.
Yes.
Biting on the kelp lines. They're off the beach. Get in 100 feet of water and troll. You can learn how to troll. The bonita are the greatest fish in the ocean. Besides the fact they're good to eat, they teach everybody so much about tuna fishing because they are a tuna. So it's a good way to get tuned up, learn, take your kids, go bonita fishing, and then they're not bad to eat either. So I'm glad Brian mentioned that, and we're on our way. We're at the bait barge here in Newport right now, filling the boat up with bait. We're going to go see if we can find those bluefin, yellowfin, whatever bites our hook. We're going to be out there for a couple days, so hopefully we have a decent report for you guys next week. But
that's awesome, Dave. Well, certainly some great fishing, man, and so much fun hearing about all that big fish that's going on, both when you've been on it and off it. It's an amazing opportunity to catch a big one over at Clemente, and then with all the quantity of fishing that we had with the yellowfin zone this week, it's a really good time to be going offshore.
Yeah, and then you know what's really amazing, Rick? Deep drop swordfish. You can actually target them right now.
Those things
is
are biting.
Unbelievable?
It's pretty cool that we're like watching that code being cracked as we speak, you know, and with those things, they're around and targetable, and you know, you're looking at the guys that spend time doing it, they're getting them. It's pretty amazing what's going on right now, and if somebody wants to keep up on all of that, whether it be swordfish or tuna, inshore, offshore, fishing the islands, fishing the short banks, it's all on fishdope.com. You can find out exactly what you need, where you need to go, where it was the day before. It's a great opportunity, fishdope.com, and you can get $20 off of a new membership to fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, saves you $20. And if somebody wants a tutorial on how to do it, whether it be using your electronics, flying kites, rigging yummies, rigging flying fish, everything in between, Dave, how do we find you?
You guys can check out my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And if you want to see where those halibut, all the spots, I stole them from Brian. They're on the website. You can check that out. But you guys, you're a saltwater guide, Fish Dope. Let's Talk Hookup. We're all just trying to help you catch more fish. So pay attention and good luck, and I'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, buddy. Good luck out there, Dave. Good luck. Hope you find some big ones. Appreciate the phone call very much.
Yeah, definitely good stuff. And like Dave said, we're just trying to help you catch more fish. We're going to be right back with Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fish, and we come back on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
G'day, folks. Damon Olson from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
I always wear a life jacket when I'm on the water because I'm lazy. I like floating like a giant turtle covered with SPF 50. The life jacket does the work. I highly recommend this to everyone. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
We both do it, right? Welcome back to Let's Talk Cookout.
I'm so used to that being my gig. Like every time I'm sitting in the Pete's chair, I always always forget, that's always fun. I sure have a good time, Corey, when you come in here. It's always fun to get to talk about fishing and BSing with you. And this has been such a great show because I'm with you. Like there's not much more fun than inshore bass fishing, yellowtail fishing, halibut fishing like we're talking about today. We're just having a great time with Willie. It's cool.
In a hometown landing run by family and the captains, like you said, have been there for decades and It's definitely just a good hometown landing. I love it. I'm into it.
I am too. And you said it, man. Talking to Pika, talking to you, talking to just everything about Dana Wharf is friendly and it's home and it's people and clearly you guys work for a good organization because you don't keep people that long if you're not
right. I mean, everyone there is into it. We enjoy working for who we work for. We like being on the water. You know, everything is
That's right.
If we need something on the boat, it's not an issue. It's like, we need to get this fixed. Let's fix it. Boom, it's done. It's just everything's just, it all works.
Yep, really. No doubt about it, man. Well, it shows, and it's a great spot, and we love to go fishing. And we love that we're giving away two killer prizes, man. Two half-day trips for one lucky winner at the end of the show today. Another's getting two three-quarter-day trips at the end of the show today, and each going to get hooked up with a Dana Wharf Sport Fishing T-shirt.
Dude, I just looked at them, and they're awesome shirts, Brian. Cool. And they sell those at the landing.
You got them,
right?
At the landing for sure.
Dude, I'm into it. Yeah. And like we said, two lucky winners are going to win that, and I think we need to jump into it because they are full.
You got it, man. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Mike. Mike's calling from Laguna Niguel this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Talk Cookout.
That's our second Mike from Laguna Niguel this morning.
Right.
What's
it
up, Mike?
Yeah, well, good morning, and I am the second Mike. I'm not the same one. So.
Yeah, no, we got you, buddy.
Hey, a question about your twilights. Do you still run them in the fall? And what are you targeting this time of year?
Yep. So we're still running them right now. They're still on the books here during the week. But primarily here is as we start to roll more into the fall, it's going to be like on Tuesday nights and then on the weekends, Friday, Saturday nights. So right now we're, it is getting darker a little earlier than we all like it, right? I love the time during the summer when it doesn't get dark. But we're targeting just the calico bass. You know, we'll get the boat set up either above or below the harbor, and we'll target that bass until it gets dark, and then when it starts to darken up, we'll go get the boat anchored up over a rock or something and try and catch some sand bass or some sculpin to try and round the night out. But, twilights are a lot of fun.
And, dude, the fishing time you get out of that landing, really,
it's absolutely
so close.
Exactly. Right? It's a four-hour trip, which some guys are like, okay, it's not a whole lot of time, but it's plenty of time.
Three and a half hours.
Yeah, three and a half hours straight fishing. Yeah, exactly.
And there's lots of nights, too, where we'll get set up on the first spot and we won't have to move the boat.
That's cool.
We'll fish there until it's time to go home.
Yeah.
So bring your bass gear, and then a couple sinkers for when it gets dark, and you're good to go.
Plus, that last couple hours of daylight can be some of the best fishing of the entire day, man.
Definitely.
Those bass definitely like to get on that snap right as that afternoon.
Right, it starts to darken up a little bit, or if you've had a little bit of wind or something during the midday and it starts to back off at night, things glass off, it can get fun.
That's absolutely cool. I dig it, Mike. You ready to go?
Oh, yes. Thank you. I appreciate the info.
You got it, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Let's talk to Doug. Doug Kahn from Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Doug.
Yeah, I was wondering right now, is there making any headway on a year-long license? And then I got my sister who fishes all of once a year in October, and boy, is she cussing about the price of a license for those just a few days. That mace doesn't even go.
You know what? That's you're talking about it all year, you know, not the calendar year. Right now we have a calendar year. You buy it, you know, it's good from January 1 to December 31st. That's just the way it is. You know, you probably see a way to make a couple extra bucks. I'm sure it's a revenue thing. But, hey, if you fish 2 days a year, you fish 20 days a year, you know, you're still fishing within that calendar year. So,
And I'll even go one step further, Doug. I know, you know, there's a cost involved. But honestly, like, it's one of the few times where California, we're like on the low end of one-day licenses. You know, if you want to go fishing for just a day, you're not somebody that participates all the time. Sounds like your sister where she only goes three times. It's $15, you know, $15 to go fishing for the day for a license. A yearly license is $56. Would it be nicer if it was a full year? Absolutely. We had Wayne Cotto from CCA on a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about it, and he said it's just one of those things that that CCA is working very hard, and it's a complicated process, and that their avenue of trying to get that bill passed is by lumping it in with several other very pro fishing things. He said that that it is a cost thing, and that there has been, you know, it has been shown in some other states where when they went to a year long license, they lost some revenue. So, you know, a loss is never a thing. So when they tried to send it through as a bill on its own, it got defeated.
Yeah, they don't want to see a loss.
Right. So what they're trying to do, still making it happen, is lumping it in with several other very pro things that are increases in revenue. So if this bill they try to get passed has multiple good steps and it also includes the fishing license, that's the avenue that they're trying to pursue to make it happen.
Hey, we live in a beautiful place, and you know, $15 a day for an out of state license isn't a big deal. I'll tell you this though, I just got back from Massachusetts, and if you're an out of stater and you want to buy an all year, it costs you $10.
Get out of here.
Yes, for all year.
That is cool.
But where do you want to be? You want to be in Massachusetts in January through March. So, you know, you kind of pay what you get. You know?
I get it. And if it costs $15 to roll out for the day to go fishing with Wooly and go catch a bunch of calico bass,
right.
I think we're doing all right.
I mean, let's bring it on.
Yep.
Absolutely. Now, that's a good call, Doug, and you're definitely hitting on the head. Let's talk to Randy. Randy called from Costa Mesa this morning. Good morning, Randy.
What's up, Randy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing in there today?
Good. Awesome.
Hey, buddy. Good morning.
Good. Well, I had a buddy of mine get a real nice bluefin over the weekend, a 325.
Ooh, and right on.
Man.
He was kind enough to drop off some fillets to me, so I'd like to know if there's any place up in around Costa Mesa, Orange County area where I can get the Koki mix.
Online,
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I as far as the Fisherman's Processing one, I don't believe they have any locations outside of their Liberty Station location in Dana Landing, but they have a great online store. You can go to fishermansprocessing.com, FP Gourmet is like their other name where they have it, you know, in some online shops, you know, some Etsy type things, and it's a great opportunity to buy it through those guys, but it's so easy. It's worth it. You know, they ship from San Diego, so you'd get it in a day or two. And it's just a killer. It's got all of the dry ingredients in a bag. Tells you how much fish you're cutting up versus how much of that dry ingredient you add. You dump in your little bit of wet ingredients, whatever it may be, whatever you like in your pokey, ponzu, or shoyu, or whatever, that kind of stuff. And away you go. You've got, you know, restaurant. It's like you're at the Safeway over in Hawaii getting killer pokey, but you got it at your house. And I'm telling you, it's so next level.
You're killing
it. It's awesome.
You're killing
it. Yeah, that kit makes you look like an all-star.
Wow. I'm ready to get some. Yeah. So it's fishmansprocessing.com.
All right, Randy. Appreciate it very much. And enjoy that fish, man. What a great way to get to utilize that killer big piece of bluefin. Hey, I want to remind you of a very cool event coming up. I know we talked about it a little bit yesterday. It's Defiance Days. The guys from H&H Marine are putting it on, the newest Defiance dealer. And they're going to be at Dana Landing on October the 5th. The hours are going to be from 10 to 3, but, you know, they jokingly said they're going to be there until the beer is gone. It's going to be a very fun event, a great time. H&H is going to have their entire fleet of Defiance there available for the public to get to come up, check it out, step on the boats, open up the hatches, see all the great stuff that the new Defiance offers. And if you want to set up a sea trial, they'll be doing that as well. It's an RSVP if you want to do a sea trial with those guys, and you do that through sales@hnhmarine.com. So shoot them an email, sales@hnhmarine.com. It's just going to be a very fun time. They're going to have beers and snacks and all kinds of good stuff for all the attendees. And they're going to be offering a very special Let's Talk Hookup special on the boats that are there and available for pre-order. So going to be a lot of fun if you want to check it out. Again, RSVP if you want to do a boat ride at sales at H&H Marine. It's October the 5th at Dana Landing. Going to be a great time and a great way to check out those great Defiance boats from H&H Marine, and a lot of fun there. And if you want to get through, this is a great opportunity. Been a crazy busy morning with Captain Woolley. Not a lot of opportunity and a lot of busy phone lines. We do have an open line right now, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only your chance to talk to Woolley, but also your shot at winning those great prizes. Half day for two at a Dana War Sport Fishing, three-quarter day for two. You can either go twice, you can bring a bud, and you're going to get hooked up with a Dana War Sport Fishing t-shirt.
Dude, and they're cool shirts. Definitely worth checking out at the landing, man. I like
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
You got it. Well, yeah. Let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Mike. Mike calling from Carmel Valley this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. I was just wondering, what kind of things do you like to use in the surf besides sand crabs? What other baits?
Oh, it's good questions. You know, man, that'd be one for Gundy for sure. But do you surf fish at all,
you know,
Brian?
I have done some surf fishing.
I have too.
Back
I love
it. When Gundy was on our bay receiver, you know,
yeah.
I would sneak out a little bit and, I learned a couple things from him. You know, it's hard to beat some of those little grubs. You know, those little motor oil grubs, fished on a Carolina rig. And a lot of, you just got to go with the light line. You know, that 4 pound, 6 pound. I wouldn't really fish anything more than that if you're targeting that Corbina or that perch. Fluorocarbon leader is always a good call. And, you know, back in the day, they used to have, do you remember that sticky weight stuff? It was like the tungsten stuff.
Yeah, yep.
We would use that. I don't even know if you can buy it anymore. Instead of the slider, you could kind of pack it around your swivel.
Really?
Rub a little sand in it, right? And it kind of looks like it takes all the flash out of the swivel, and it kind of looks like
a little
rock.
More streamlined.
Yeah, and a little bit more, you know, stealth. And
dude, I didn't think we were going to get the surf
Corbina
stuff out of here.
That's
come
cool.
on now.
Corbina fishing, it helped a lot with that little deal. So
that's
I don't
a
think
killer
it,
deal.
You know, another one, if you're wanting, which not necessarily what you're describing, Mike, but somebody else out there that's thinking about surf fishing, if you're just wanting straight production, want to go down with your kids for the day and get some bites, there is little that gets bites like going down with a small little mosquito hook, that same rig, a little slider Carolina rig, and a gulp sandworm. You know that that Berkeley gulp impregnated artificial
bait. And it just works.
It just works. You pinch off a little 2-inch, 3-inch section, thread it onto your hook, and fire it out in the surf. It is not how you're going to catch your 3 pound perch. It's probably not how you're going to pick off, you know, a super stealthy Corvina. But if you want to take some kids down there and have some action, it's very bite friendly for sure.
Totally bite friendly. And I'm the other way, Rick. So I want to catch a halibut.
You're a
halibut
guy, yeah.
Right. So I'm going to drop shot a fluke style slug, you know, 5-inch slug, that kind of thing, and
so many different avenues.
Right? There really is. So
I always like talking about it, Corey, and it's probably one of the lesser known baits that you poured, but I think you make one of the coolest look. You
the drop shot.
You
bait.
Built a bait literally for that, for halibut fishing in the surf.
Yeah, hands down. And it's called the drop shot bait. It's a 5-inch, you know, fishy shape looking. It's just, you have to see it to understand it.
It's
but,
like a bigger body, like almost like the diameter of a slug, but then about halfway through it really skinnies back into a really easy motion type tail. Like.
Most flukes flatten out in the back end horizontally.
Right.
They lay out left to right horizontal. This is more top to bottom vertical, and so when you twitch it and jerk it, it gets the little kicks and the little... It's
erratic.
It's pretty bitching. Yeah,
it really is. Yeah. It's cool. And you made it for that, for fishing halibut in the surf.
Specific.
That's cool.
Yeah, we
carry him down to the shop. Always like him. People are always like, "What's up with this thing?" And like,
the Longfin has some too. The Longfin and Fisherman's Hardware, Huntington Beach, and Save on Tackle. If you ever want to just check them out.
Yeah, it's a cool bait for sure. Hey, Mike, I hope that answers your surf fishing questions for you, buddy. Very much. Thanks for the phone call. Who's next, Corey?
Let's talk to Hills. Hills calling from Ventura. There's one of our surf gurus.
What's up, Hills?
Woohoo! Yeah, man, I'm down here. It just got cold and foggy. I think we're going to get a cool down. I'm on the beach. It's gorgeous. I talked to Corey and got some drop shot baits, and he gave me some really good one-on-one tips at Fred Hall. And I hope I get to meet Woolley. I got reservations October 5th to fish three-quarter day at Dana Point with my buddy, and wondering what species we might be able to have a chance at. But I wanted to give one tip for surf fishing, and when you do hook a halibut on Corey's like drop shot bait, which is gorgeous bait, keep your rod down, because the way you lose the halibut is when he sees you and he freaks and he slams his head and snaps you off. So that's one.
That's definitely good
deal, buddy. Yeah, right on. So what can we expect
October,
beginning of October?
Gosh, you know, that's that fall time where things are still usually pretty good weather-wise. I mean, guys, what was the date in October? We're only talking like 2 or 3 weeks away, right?
October 5th.
So coming up quick, three-quarter day stuff, you know, maybe there'll be some of that bonito around. Certainly in the morning we like to get out off the beach and look around as we're heading down the coast, you know, to either make a drop for some, like I said, a little bit of rockfish or something maybe in the morning. But we for sure will incorporate some bass fishing down the beach there. You know, yellowtail kelp, barn kelp's been really good here lately. So certainly bring your bass gear. You know, we tell guys come with like a 300 size reel okay. with some braid, and then you know, you can alternate your top shot. You know, if you need to tie on a little piece of fluorocarbon, it's easy to make those adjustments. So you can fish. You know, it's versatile setup. So you can fish it with like a 30 pound. Deal for some rockfish, or if you want to downsize it to, you know, 20 pound floor or something when you're fishing in a kelp with a live bait or a rubber lure or something like that. So that's what I would imagine we'd probably be doing, driving around looking in the morning and then heading down and getting anchored up for
a great
midday
tip.
Afternoon.
That's a great tip. And how cool, man. Hills coming from Ventura.
Making
we got
a drive.
Dude, people come from San Diego
to
Dana,
I love
Dana
it.
Wharf.
Hills, great call, man. Hope you get a big one in the surf today. Appreciate the call very much. Not a lot of time. We're going to try and sneak one more in. John from Scripps Ranch, you got a real quick question for us, John?
I did. You know, the question I have is Hawaiian throw nets, cast nets, still illegal south of Point Conception in California. Any legislation talking about maybe allowing certain size limits or maybe licensing them separately so that some of the regulatory issues are dealt with?
I think that would be one for Wayne, you know, really from the CCA. And that's a really good point. I've thrown them north of Conception for the surf smelt, and it's a legitimate fishery up there. And you think about down here, John, we don't have like the surf smelt. We have grunion, but they're meant to be caught by hand and hand only. You know, it would kind of be a sellout fest. There probably wouldn't be a grunion left after the first year.
An interesting question. And like I said, I'm with you, man. Join up CCA. Bring that up to Wayne. You know, if that's a thing that a lot of guys want, I'm sure they would try to put some work towards it, man.
Yeah, shoot Wayne or Chris an email.
Exactly.
They'll look into it.
And it'd be a legitimate way to throw a 20-foot throw net for local sardine or something, too, like they do in Florida for the pilchard and you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Good call, man. Appreciate it very much. Great great shot and a great way to finish her up there. And what an awesome day, man.
Hey, when we come back and Let's Talk Cookup, we're going to find out who's won these half-day tickets and three-quarter-day tickets. Two lucky winners. We come back and Let's Talk Cookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. And, man, we had a couple lucky winners. Mike from Carmel Valley. Seems like day of the Mike.
Yeah, oh, really, that's right? A lot of Mikes today.
Okay, Mike from Carmel Valley, the 2 half-day trips out of Dana Wharf. Thank you, Brian,
super,
for that.
Absolutely.
And hang on tight because Adam's going to get your shirt size. And then the second Mike from Laguna Niguel, not the first one, but the second one from Laguna Niguel, won the three-quarter day tickets.
Good
and
deal.
And again, we'll get your shirt size and stuff sent off. And awesome stuff, Brian.
So cool. Willie, can't begin to thank you enough. So much fun talking Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. So many rad fishing opportunities, some of the things you do, the kids' trips, the halibut derbies. If anybody wants to get in on all the rad fishing that goes on at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, come fishing with you, all the great boats, all the great crew you have. How do we do that?
Best thing to do is you can check us out online at danawharf.com, right? You can see what's going on, the happenings of the landing. You can book online from there. We have good Facebook presence,
great,
as well
great
as
social
Instagram.
Media.
So either one of those, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, just search it up on Facebook, and that'll get you handled up there.
That's awesome, buddy. Well, we sure appreciate it. We really appreciate you keeping us up to date, all the great info
absolutely.
You provide for us week to week. We love the catch reports, and we appreciate everything, buddy. I'm glad to have you on. And
yeah,
glad to
thanks
talk
for having me
you.
Down.
You
yeah,
got it, buddy. Hey, we got a couple of great shows coming for you next weekend. Next Saturday, Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher is going to be joining us. And then next Sunday, the Lobster Guys from Promar. That lobster season's right around
dude,
the corner.
Dude, literally.
Crazy. Yeah, we got it. We appreciate that's you great. Listening. Big thanks to Adam. Big thanks to Brian for keeping us on the air. We appreciate everything. We'll look forward to talking to you next weekend on Let's Talk Hookup right here on 97.3 The Fan.